This is KUT. You've heard it all before. Texas is a red state, a color that Democrats are hoping will fade this November as voter registrations increase, and the Republican nominee continues to turn off minority voters. KUT's Ben Philpott looked into just how close this November's election could be in Texas.
Let's start with some facts. With a week left to register to vote, more than a million people have registered in Texas since the March primaries. Derek Ryan owns Ryan Data and Research, a political consulting firm. He analyzed registration data from the Texas Secretary of State's office. He looked at who was registering and where they lived. He started his analysis assuming women registering to vote would easily outpace men because a woman was running for president.
It really only ended up being a 2% gap between men and women registering in the last few months, which was kind of shocking.
Not shocking is where these new voters live. If you look at a map of the fastest growing areas of the state, a map of new voter registrations overlays quite nicely. But of course, more voters doesn't on its own mean Texas will have a different outcome. More people registered in Republican parts of the state than they did in areas that tend to vote for Democrats. But Ryan says even if Republicans make up the majority of new voters, that doesn't mean they'll vote for Donald Trump.
You know, you may have people who consider themselves Republican that show up and vote for Republicans in every race except for president.
Aha, the rare ballot splitter. In the 2012 election, only 35% of Texas voters split their ticket, according to a study by Austin Community College's Center for Public Policy and Political Studies. Harvey Kronberg is publisher of the political site Quorum Report. He says in Texas, more ballot splitters usually equals more competitive races, like in the 90s when Texas elected a Democratic lieutenant governor and a Republican governor.
And now we'll see what happens with this election, but there's more impetus to do ticket splitting this election than there has been probably in 15 years.
Donald Trump has, of course, strong criticism from some Texas Republicans who prefer the Bush version of the party. So maybe they'll vote for Hillary Clinton or Gary Johnson or write in someone else. That certainly could shrink the 16-point margin Mitt Romney won the state by in 2012. But ABC News chief political analyst Matthew Dowd says don't think that means the state is turning purple.
Democrats would be foolish, I think, to think that, oh, Donald Trump only won the state by 8 points, therefore it's a Democratic state. That's just foolish because that's being driven by the perceptions of Donald Trump, not the perceptions of the Democratic Party.
The bottom line is we won't know just how close the race was here until we get the results on Election Day, to which the professional punditry will say, we saw this coming all along. Ben Philpott, KUT News.